Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Johnson, the Biden administration's using a COVID answer for giving $400 billion in student loans.
Tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
A story that most outlets ignored. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included. The very same lots found to be highly toxic in Parda Cooper's database. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Second smartest guy in the world on Substack also reported on it and has recently published an update, writing that now we have a more robust and far more damning view of this carefully distributed depopulation scheme. Back in Ohio of 2021, the expose publishes a report on data found in the USA's VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which reveals that 100% of COVID-19 vaccine deaths had been caused by just 5% of the batches that can be identified, and these deadly batches were not distributed evenly. The top 8 states with the highest vaccination death rate, Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, Montana, Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Tennessee, are all red states. 19 of the top 24 on the list are red states, and California has been the least affected by the deadly lots of COVID vaccine. The numbers show that Kentucky has a 1,900% worse vaccination death rate than California, suggesting that Kentucky received 20 times the amount of deadly batches than California did. Florida, number 20 on the list of most vaccine deaths per vaccination, received 3 times the amount of deadly batches than California, with its vaccination death rate at 200% higher than California's. The author points out that these deadly batches would be better classified as rapid kill lots and slow kill lots, as we are now seeing more evidence that they kill over time. And the evidence shows that red states were targeted with the rapid kill shots. This would go along with the United Nations Agenda 2030 plan, which seeks to move the entire population into crowded cities and federalize all of flyover country in the name of climate change. They have less than 7 years to accomplish this, and they are deadly serious about it. The U.S. government is in lockstep with the United Nations, and they will resort to murder and democide to accomplish their goals of total control. Many are suggesting that this is what is happening in East Palestine, Ohio, right now. The people of America are under attack by their own government, who is never going to quit until they accomplish their goals or unless they are stopped. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh. and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid is back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's already the last day of the second month of 2023. Wow, we're really racing into the future, aren't we? Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday, February 28th, 2023 transmission. We've got masses of absolute critical news, the good, the bad, the ugly, to be covering with you here today. And then Mike Adams is coming in to co-host in the second, third hour with very special guests as well. Some very hard-hitting, massive breaking news in the second and third hour as well, and on into the fourth today here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, I talked a lot Sunday and Monday about the chain reaction of global awakening that's happened. Now the enemy's going to strike back at that by cutting off resources and crashing economies. And we've seen some major developments that give us a window into how the New World Order plans to bring down civilization using organized crime gangs that they basically steer, protect, and at the top, control. And, of course, I'm talking about MS-13 that is based out of El Salvador, but that started in the U.S. prison system. And the U.S. prison system, and for over 100 years, how they've controlled the prison system is by segregating people into different groups and then playing those groups off against each other with a divide and conquer strategy. So Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, only got in about a year ago. Crime has dropped about 97%, violent crime about 99% since he got in, because most of the crime is committed by the 100,000 strong or so MS-13 that are one of the most murderous, vicious death cults in the world. They do satanic rituals when they torture people to death, you name it. They literally worship Satan. And they have been a scourge, not just in the U.S. and El Salvador, but in Mexico. And in Mexico, the army just basically goes in and slaughters them all. And then they'll send in their people in places like Cancun and other areas just to randomly shoot people. That's the MS-13. Now, if you'll remember, Nancy Pelosi, what, 3-4 years ago? In fact, I forgot to tell the crew, find that clip for when Harrison Smith comes on in 30 minutes to talk about this. I'm just giving you a prelude right now, where she says, we shouldn't be mean to MS-13. We're all God's children. That's because it's well known that MS-13 and other Latin gangs, but they're the most vicious, to launder money to the Democratic Party, help run the smuggling, and take a big cut to their lawyers and others of the narcotics money for methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, the list goes on and on. So MS-13 takes young street children about age 10, basically trains them, puts them through hell, makes them by age 13 start committing major crimes, by about 14 to 15 committing murders, and become fully made members of the gang. So when you have those particular tattoos, that is their uniform, it's like a Nazi uniform, it's like a communist uniform, you don't get those unless you're in the gang. And if you have those and don't have them, the gang kills you. Okay? So when Nayib Bukele started arresting upwards of 40,000 of these people for being known members of a terrorist organization who's sworn to basically take over and murder and slaughter and do whatever they want, arguably the worst gang on the planet. It's not run by the globals completely, but is definitely partially protected by them. It's going to take a military action to deal with that, or you let that military group that is MS-13 win. And that's all this is. So I don't like a police state. You can run some of the B-roll of the videos that the president's put out of all the troops and formations out there, and he talks about honor and will and courage. We'll be playing some of those clips coming up. I know that the president is a listener, and I know he's a supporter of InfoWars. I know he's retweeted off and on InfoWars reports and videos. We did have an invite by Bolsonaro to go down to Brazil and interview him a few years ago. We just couldn't do it. We really wanted to go, but we were just tied down here. Never got to that, but looks like we're probably going to be able to go out and interview this guy. It looks like we probably will do it. So I understand that people are concerned about this, and I'm not even defending it. But when you have cancer, what are you going to do about it? And so they protected these gangs here in the U.S. The Soros PAs let them out of prison all across the United States when they commit seriously violent crimes. They're working with the globalist Soros, Democratic Party, crime axis. So now the CIA control Washington Post and New York Times are basically calling for Nayib Bukele to be removed from office, even though he was elected with about 60% of the vote. He has the most popular polling numbers ever seen in Latin America, not just in El Salvador. He has a 95% positive rating in 1 year in El Salvador. He has over a 80% approval rating in Latin America. So he's above and beyond even the popularity of Bolsonaro. And, of course, Bolsonaro had his hands tied because he didn't control the Congress. He didn't control the Supreme Court that are communist. So, as you saw, they stole the election. The State Department ran that and removed him. So what is Bukele supposed to do when there were tens of thousands of murders a month by MS-13? Shaking down, kidnappings, businesses, everything under their control, police officers being shot every day. What are you supposed to do when they're wearing a military uniform? That's what those tattoos are, of how many murders they've committed, what team they work with, what they did. One tattoo is when they're 10, they rob somebody. You know, when they're 11, they start doing more robberies. When they're 12, 13, they start murdering people. And so some of these guys have committed hundreds of murders apiece, and those are the kingpins, and those are the 90 MS-13 leaders that the military and police bashed their brains out of the prison. So before they took them out of all the smaller prisons, this one big giant one they built for 40,000 of them, they went in and beat the leaders to death. So they're not going to be running their prison inside there the way the U.S. lets gang leaders run things. They're isolated, and they're not going to be running their gangs from inside, and they're basically in a supermax prison. And so it's very, very harsh. It's very, very serious, and I'm not saying that I don't think it couldn't turn into its own tyranny once this police state deals with what they have. But once you have lawlessness and defund the police and gangs taking over, once the police get pushed back like you see all over the U.S., things collapse into lawlessness, and then the deep state can bring in its own leftist tyranny that controls the police that will then arrest political dissidents and go after conservatives. Like the New York Times wants people for their speech arrested, but they want MS-13 let out of jail. See how it works? So the leftists like this model of lawlessness and collapse to a certain extent if it brings in a Hugo Chavez for them, or if it brings in an Adolf Hitler for them. Hitler used major street wars and crime exploding, and the promised peace come to power. So it's a double-edged sword. Will Bukele use this to become a dictator? Will he use this to go after his opposition that isn't MS-13? Normally, historically, especially in Latin America, but most places as well, it ends up happening. We're run by the security apparatus here in the United States at the top. It's waging war against the local police by putting in their own Soros prosecutors, people who not prosecute, and then attacking police when they make minor mistakes or even when they don't make mistakes, to bully and control them and come in and socialize them under the new communist way. And then the police will be more brutal than ever once the communists are in control. Bukele is a big Bitcoiner. He's a big anti-New World Order. He's a fan of InfoWars. So that makes the scales tip towards him to understanding, you want to be ruled by MS-13 or you want to let us take these guys out? And again, anybody that's a citizen under our law or the other laws around the world modeled after ours has due process, has rights, should be tried, and their accomplices should be jailed with them. But when you have an outside military force trained in the U.S., MS-13, that's come back into El Salvador, that has military markings all over them, and that basically just like generals and admirals and colonels have fruit salad on them, telling you their campaigns and what they did, MS-13 is a military operation, and those are all of their campaigns and what they've done. So they're in military uniforms, robbing, killing, stealing, kidnapping, creating horrible drugs, just absolutely out of control behavior. They make all the other gangsters, all the other groups look like sweetie pies that maintain order compared to them. And so it remains to be seen. We're going to look at this closely, but also the biggest news first when we come back. We'll revisit MS-13 in about 15 minutes. But first, the big news. The government now admits COVID-19 was made in a lab. We told you 3 years ago. Stay with us.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Again, thank you so much for joining us. Harrison Smith will be in the Austin, Texas studios, joining me coming up on this very important issue of El Salvador and the globalist response to it. But I want to get into something very important and even bigger than what's happening with MS-13 and the example it shows us. And that's this. 3 years ago, plus in January, late January, February, and March and April of 2020, I went to the top experts in the world on bioweapons and the history of them and laboratories and what's happening. And I checked with what experts in the U.S., Europe, India, Australia, Russia were saying. And the first was a major Indian university is the only Indian university that bought the CRISPR software and has other very high-tech computer systems that can scan viruses. And they looked at COVID-19 and they said it's got the P shuttle gene, a bunch of other things. And basically, it's like in Blade Runner where he takes the scale to the cloning market, vacillating under an electron microscope. What is this, a fish, a snake, what is it, and who made it? And she says, yeah, it's a snake, and it was made by this company, superior craftsmanship, blah, blah, blah. And that's a science fiction movie from the 80s. This is real. And in the movie, there's a serial number on the cells. In the real world, there are injection sites where they smash the viruses together. And you think, man, they've got scalpels and things that can put a virus together? No. They have these big gene guns. There's different ways they do it. They just fire millions and millions of cells of the types they want together. And then under electron microscopes, they divide out the viruses that are what they want. Then they put those into pigs or other animals and have them get sick. Then they drain the blood out of that and then put it into other animals and other things. There's a lot of different ways to do it, but we know what Bill Gates and all these different globals were doing at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and the Wuhan lab, and there were big scandals in 2015 that Obama was funding, the gain of function of a SARS COVID virus. And so we specifically, exactly, because of Dr. Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Chemical Biological Weapons Laws, that's the law, the guy that was the head U.N. prosecutor after that for war crimes, he came on and said, this is what happened. He was 100% dead on, should get 15 Pulitzer Prizes. I mean, it's just insane. Nothing is, I've never seen anything so dead on. He was saying in early, late January 2020. And then we went and looked at what the Indians said, and boy, they got attacked. And the Indians said, well, we're having all our funding threatened, so we're not going to say we're wrong, but we're going to withdraw our paper with the electron microscope scans. And we're going to say we've withdrawn it under pressure. Then a bunch of other governments, including in France, and the discoverer of HIV, he went public, top virologist in the world, and said, it is five viruses, it's a chimera. And it was made in a frickin' lab. In a trillion years, a virus wouldn't evolve to be five different viruses from different families, including an HIV spike protein. Okay, that's the delivery system. It's highly toxic as well. So we knew that early on. And in vaccine trials for regular vaccines for COVID, people would say they were HIV positive. That happened in Australia, the U.S., everywhere. They said, oh, don't worry, you don't really have HIV. The vaccine just says, gives us a false positive because it sees the spike protein in the HIV test. That's what it tests for. So we knew they made this. And now 3 years later, 3 years and a month later, so that's 25 months later, the Pentagon comes out, the Justice Department comes out, they say, okay, it was made in a lab, it's man-made. Well, we knew it was man-made. The issue is, who made it? And I'd love to blame the Chi-Coms, and they're terrible, they're horrible, and they're involved doing the whole police state rollout and the lockdowns and working with the whole Chi-Com element in our government. But there's a rift between the Chi-Coms and their buddies in the U.S. government now. So they're letting this come out and trying to blame the Chinese. When the Chinese were involved, but the main virus was made in 2014, then a big scandal in 2015, major news articles, and was then shipped to China where they could illegally keep working on gain of function. So in the last 48 hours, Fauci and the rest of them have gone from saying there was no gain of function, I have the clips right here, to Kirby at the Pentagon and others saying, well, we should be proud we're doing gain of function. It's a good thing to keep you safe, make weaponized viruses. So if somebody else just makes this magic virus that would never have existed, they have no idea how to make it, that the U.S. government made, well, we'll be able to counter it. We'll be able to respond to it. So they think you're so stupid that, A, they told you it wasn't a man-made when they knew it was because they made it. They had the receipts. We have all the emails going back and forth how they made it, had the so-called vaccines ready before it even got rolled out. For their whole plan to do this, the world ID, the cashless society, the vaccine passports, everything. And now they're saying, oh, no, gain of function's good. We always told you we were doing that. And we have the clips. Do I even need to play the clips? It's all over the news. You want to hear Kirby? Do you want to hear Fauci? Do you want to hear Biden? Do you want to hear this? Where 3 years later, they're like, oh, yeah. And remember the cherry on top. Thousands of doctors and scientists and virologists, including the discoverer of HIV, got censored and banned off of Twitter and Facebook and places. And Dr. Malone, the discoverer and developer of mRNA technology, he got banned and showed it to Dr. Michael Yeadon and everybody else. And still Dr. Yeadon, still banned, former chief scientist at Pfizer, who said all the same stuff 2.5 years ago. He was like 5 months after Boyle. So at InfoWars, we created the roadmap of reality, total vindication, with real hardcore research. It's not about the credit. It's about why the enemy hates us, why InfoWars is critical and must stay on the air. We were 100% on target with where it came from, how they did it, and then what the shot would do. On average, a Pfizer shot on average is about 6-7 times worse than catching one of the earlier variants of COVID because it gets less bad as it mutates. That's just a guesstimation. But if you look at the Moderna shot, it's got to be like 15, 20 times worse because it's 4 Pfizer shots. The same thing. It was developed by criminal elements, run by the globalists, the military-industrial complex, at the Pentagon. That's all come out. Fenced through North Carolina, Chapel Hill, fenced into China so there'd be plausible deniability when Fauci and Bill Gates and the New World Order release their virus to roll out the Great Reset, the cashless society, and to take over our bodies. That's what they've done, and that's why exposing them, bringing to justice, isn't about vindictiveness. It's not even about justice for the victims. That's the big part of it. But we've got to stop them from doing it again, because now they're getting weaponized Marburg and weaponized mousepox and weaponized bird flu ready and are pre-programming, the same way they did before COVID, to launch the next phase of disease X, disease Y, disease Z. So they're bringing in, and with the UN and the World Treaty, public being prepared to take over our medical systems of every major nation and to take over our bodies. And Biden says he doesn't care if Congress doesn't ratify the UN treaty. He has said that they're going to follow the United Nations treaty. And who helped write the UN treaty? The CIA, the Carnegie Endowment, and Biden's new chief of staff that was the head of the COVID response. Now you get it. Their main attack is going to be using viruses very soon. And if folks want to lay there and let them kill you, or let them take over your body and give you poison shots and maim you or kill you. And if people want to be locked down again, and if you want to be in a destroyed civilization, then by all means, folks, you go ahead and you attack InfoWars and you don't support us. And I'm telling you, all the corporate press people, all the lawyers, all the people that serve the system that think you're safe joining the New World Order because you're such losers and such followers that you think by groveling under the dark wings of Satan, you're going to be protected. You're not. You're destroying yourself, fools. You're destroying us with you. We all need to go public and complete the chain reaction and say no more gain of function, no more bioweapons, and bring those that did this to justice before they do it again and kill all of us. We'll be back. I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects. So you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hundreds of thousands of murders committed by MS-13, a paramilitary group whose tattoos are their military uniform of how many murders and crimes and extortions and kidnappings they have committed. And so they don't have the normal rights, citizens, and due process when you're an outside, trained in the U.S., globalist crime syndicates, operatives. But it's a very dangerous, slippery slope where then it can be used against the general public. That's what the Patriot Act was. They said, oh, this is just for radical Muslims who aren't citizens. But it was written for citizens, and now today we're told the major threat is the American people. So we like to see crime dropping by 95% or more in El Salvador in 1 year since Nayib Bukele got elected. He's big in Bitcoin. He's an InfoWars listener. He's a Tucker Carlson fan. He tweets out our show. He tweets out Harrison Smith. And so it, you know, looks good. And what are you supposed to do when MS-13 is running around killing thousands of people a month on average and totally lawless and is a paramilitary group? Well, that's what you do. That's what the military's for when an army is attacking somebody. But historically, once the army defeats that problem, they will then become that problem. Now, is it a lesser of two evils? Because even the new leader is good. The military can assassinate him a year from now, 5 years from now, and then they're in control. And that's the problem with centralization, even if it does good for a while. It's like the Ring of Mordor. It ends up causing a big problem. I want to go to Harrison Smith, who's been doing a great job covering this. He's really been peeling the onion on it. I want to get his take on this. But let's play a clip here from Harrison's show a few days ago that's gone viral that the president of El Salvador retweeted on his official Twitter. That's clip 10, I believe. Here is Harrison Smith.
In fact, we have this homicide chart, El Salvador homicide rate from 2010 to 2022. You can see that the murders reached a zenith in 2015 with nearly 6,656 murders in a single year for a daily homicide rate of 18.2 or 103 homicides per 100,000 inhabitants. As of 2022, the total homicides have gone from nearly 7,000 to under 600. The daily homicide rate has gone from 18.2 to 1.8. And the homicides per 100,000 inhabitants has gone from 103 to 10.3, literally one-tenth of the former amount. And you can see the precipitous drop beginning in 2019, continuing through 2020, 2021, and into 2022, where it has gone down to 600 total homicides or less this entire year. 6,600 to under 600. All thanks to this guy. Of course, what do you think the powers that be think about this guy? How do you think this guy is portrayed in the mainstream media? Well, all you have to do is search his name, Nayib Bukele. And you can see, and it's like, even if you don't know anything about this guy, search his name, read the headlines, and come up to yourself whether he's a good guy or not. Because here's the headlines. El Salvador's war on itself, the siege of Soyapango. And we'll talk about what that is exactly. Bitfinex goes full fascist. Report on Salvadorian gang crackdown details killings, other abuses. Thousands of troops surround city in gang crackdown. State Department, Salvadorians tried to directly influence U.S. election. Trolls, propaganda, and fear stoke Bukele's media machine in El Salvador. Right? They hate this guy. They despise this guy. Because he's showing that there is another way. He's showing that you can actually fix problems. Yeah, he's going to war with the criminal elements in his country. Of course, this is infuriating to the otherwise totally authoritarian mainstream media in this country. Rise of Nayib Bukele, El Salvador's authoritarian president, from the New Yorker. The budding strongman has ridden Bitcoin schemes and a repressive crackdown on gangs to become Latin America's most popular leader. Most popular leader in South America because he's cracking down on the gang. Like, they're literally like, how dare this guy crack down on gangs? He's repressing gangs. How dare he? He's repressing the murderous cartels that have made life in El Salvador unbearable in the past. How dare he do that? So we're going to go to a speech now that he gave to his troops right before they embarked on this mission. He says, for 8 months, we have been fighting the war against these gangs. And thank God we're winning. This is a very surprising victory that is nearly within our grasp. Let it be clear that the glory is for God, and it's in God's glory. And it is God's glory. We humans are lucky to be instruments of God.
all
para
of us,
paz,
to bring peace,
libertad,
liberty, and happiness
al pueblo
to the Salvadorian people.
Somos el
we are the instrument to heal this land. Each of you is an instrument of God to do this. Peace is not reached through agreements signed between corrupt, sharing power amongst killers. Peace is built with hard work, with sweat, with effort, and with the bravery that you and your brothers in the police have. You must have something to be able to know that you are part of something greater than yourself, and that it's worth risking your life for that purpose that is more important than yourself alone. It's values. Values such as bravery, such as courage, such as strength, discipline, patriotism, honor, loyalty, and love for your fellow man. These are fundamental values for human society, but these values are increasingly scarce in the world. If you watch the international news, you'll see how the most important values for human beings, such as honor, loyal, bravery, courage, and love for your fellow man, are precisely the values that we are losing with each passing day. And that's why you can see how societies that seem to have won now are degrading, as they are losing the values that made them great. Those values were probably not strong in this land and were strong in other lands. And that's why those lands grew and became great. But they are losing those values now. On the other hand, in El Salvador, those values are precisely that were precisely degraded in our country are now the most important ones. Just take a look at yourselves, young men and women who embody all these values. How could a nation not rise up with values such as these? How could a nation not rise up when it puts God first and then puts in the hard work and effort with these kinds of values?
All right, we're going to go to Harrison. Really good speech. We're going to go to Harrison here in just a moment, respond to this, but I want to be clear. Bukele, I guess, got in 3 years ago, but he didn't get control of the Congress and things behind him until about a year ago. And in less than a year, crime rate's gone up, down, depending on the crime, 90 to 95%. And it's one of the safest countries now, not just in Latin America, but in this whole hemisphere. And he did go on Tucker Carlson and say, America's been the greatest country ever because of God and free market and hard work and good people. Now look at you, you're being destroyed from within by the globalists, by the New World Order. And you've got to get control. You've got to stop the crime wave or you're going to fall like Latin American countries. That's why the globalists do this. So I believe he's coming from a good place. And now he's got a 95% approval rating. But there's still some slippery slopes here. And one of the globalists assassinating and then put in a new guy that controls this paramilitary force. Harrison, what's your take on this?
Well, I definitely think that it's a possibility, but you know, you can tell from that speech that he seems to have a very good grounding, and it's the values that he's promoting that, you know, give people the loyalty to him. It seems like if somebody came in with a different set of values, maybe they wouldn't have the same response from the troops that they're leading. It really seems like the people of El Salvador are responding to this. Every call we've gotten on American Journal, all of the comments I've seen on Twitter since that video has gotten 1.5 million views at this point, they've all been totally positive. So far, so good. But I totally get your point for sure.
All right, stay there. I want to get into this more and why the globalists are so scared of Bukele on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Spread the word about the live show, folks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Folks, I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Studios is going to be hosting right outside Austin, dialed into our system with several big guests joining in the second and third hour. And again, I'm getting back to Austin on Friday. I want to thank Harrison Smith, Owen Schroyer, the rest of the group doing a superlative job as well, and all the great listeners and viewers that are tuned in. So going back to Harrison Smith, you're right. I've seen nothing on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and in my email and on the street, much support for the president of El Salvador. He is a listener. He is an anti-New World Order person. He did an hour interview with Tucker Carlson out of his Florida studios. Blew me away. We're obviously wanting to get him on the show as soon as possible. Latin America wants to be Christian. They want to be free. People think Latin America is a failure. That was the IMF and World Bank the last 60 years. Latin America had two countries per capita richer than the U.S. And now places were incredibly wealthy, like Argentina. And then, of course, Venezuela had a higher per capita income in the 50s, 60s, and 70s than the U.S. We had the highest in the 50s and then again in the 90s, but we haven't since because our jobs were sent to China. So Latin America could be a jewel and a destination, and I'd love to have it where they're successful, we're successful, we live there, they live here, they can come here, we can go there, but we can't have them implode. And then we bring all that here and we implode. And that's the globalist model. And when you have crime completely out of control, people don't go to dinner, people don't get their hair done, people don't get their car fixed, shops close, societies collapse, and that's what the globalists want with viruses and crime and homeless people everywhere. That's their plan, and that's why law and order is so incredibly important. And it's key to notice, Harrison, that look at the Washington Post articles, the New York Times, I know you've covered because I've watched the show. They are literally saying, we need to be arresting right-wingers and doing this for our thoughts. We need to be censoring and arresting people. I mean, that's the next level, but leaving MS-13 alone. I don't know if the crew was able to find the Nancy Pelosi clip saying that MS-13 are all God's children, but it's on record. Guys, did you find that? I forgot to ask during the break. You did find it. How long is the clip? I want to play that. Okay. The show's live, added in post just for continuity. Once we post the Bandai video, we don't have time to get to it. It's on record. She said it. Maybe do this. Maybe just cut it down to like 30 seconds. I want to play a 2-minute clip. And Harrison, I mean, this really is the solution if it's only targeted at a paramilitary group that doesn't follow the law and are terrorists. That's what you've got to do with people like this when they have tattoos of how many people they've killed and how proud they are that they're murderers and they're never going to be reformed and they're never going to stop. I'm sorry. This is war. All you can do when it's an outside group destroying your country is kill the leadership and lock up their people till the cult is dead. What is your view on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we had a great caller yesterday on American Journal who had tons of experience. He'd gone down to El Salvador, talked to the people. And I mean, he was talking about just the transformation that's happened. Children running around on the street in neighborhoods where a couple years ago, children would literally be killed for just being in the wrong neighborhood. So it's a total transformation. And I think it's beyond just the crime crackdown. In fact, there was a guy on Twitter that was saying that he was blown away by El Salvador. He reaches out to lots of countries and their leadership. And the thing that he said about El Salvador was that it's all run now by family men in their prime age from 35 to 50. And he talks about how, you know, he'd never experienced or never sensed such a caring from a national government. He says, I deal with people, you know, powerful people all the time. None of them seem to really care. These guys seem to really care. And he ends by saying, if you want to fix the world, elect fathers of integrity in their prime age, give them the latitude to make change, and that's it. They'll take responsibility for making the hard, unpopular calls. Anybody can open the money printers and say comforting lies. So it seems like this is a real transformation that's happening in El Salvador. And again, I've gotten nothing but positive response. 1.5 million views on that video at this point. It was also retweeted by General Flynn on his official Twitter, and everybody that I've talked to from El Salvador has reached out just to say thank you for saying this, because the mainstream media with Bukele has finally found an authoritarian that they don't like, right? They're all for all the authoritarian measures in the Western world, regardless of who they're targeting or what they're about.
They're all for Xi Jinping. They're all for the New World Order. But when somebody actually targets a criminal group that our criminal government's been working with, they totally freak out. You're absolutely right. Notice what they're targeting. Working-age men who are supposed to put themselves in the way of tyrants. Working-age men that are supposed to know that they're the heart of the country to protect the women and children. That's why the globalists target masculinity in all the TV shows and all the movies, not just here, but all over the world. That's what Hollywood does, because they don't want men to know their mission to be hardworking guardians of the civilization. And that's what scares them in just a few years, what this guy has been able to do. And let's not forget, Max Kaiser, when this guy first got elected like 3 years ago, was going down there and they were setting up, you know, a Bitcoin energy, thermal energy from volcanoes around Bitcoin mining. And he was saying, you got to go interview this guy. The future is El Salvador. Wait until you see what happens. And I wasn't rolling my eyes at Kaiser, but he is a trailblazer. We need to get him back on the show. But Kaiser is the guy's main financial advisor. Think how much that scares the New World Order, Harrison.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, actually, the clip that we retweeted out and that you just played, that was from December, early December of last year. So, you know, now all this video of the prison is going viral and people are seeing, which it is sort of horrifying, right? All of these guys with the tattoos, the way they're cowed. I mean, it's sort of stunning footage. And so I wanted to go back and show that not only InfoWars is tomorrow's news today, we've been covering this guy for a while, even though a lot of people are just now finding out about him, but sort of lay the groundwork and show that speech that shows this isn't like a punitive power grab. It really seems to come from something positive, and yeah, maybe the outcome of it It looks crazy. I mean, we're seeing it on screen right now. It's a crazy thing.
That's only 2,000 of the 40,000
right.
They've arrested. And remember, he got in, 3 years ago? And I said he really got in a year ago. They saw real success the first 2 years. So then the Congress finally got elected that was for him. And now that he's actually got a unified government, 95% approval rating, look it up, folks, and the crime rate's down over 90%. The economy's coming back. It's so good, and that's scaring the New World Order, folks, because literally MS-13 was trained and created in U.S. prisons. Yes, it's a El Salvador gang, but it was created and what formed in Los Angeles 30-something years ago. It's a fascinating history, and how vicious they are and how the media covers up the Satanism and the human sacrifices that if a business owner in New York City or Los Angeles, California or San Antonio, Texas or in El Salvador doesn't pay them the money, doesn't let them put their 14-year-old daughter into prostitution, they come and butcher the family and sacrifice them to Satan. The MS-13 literally is a satanic cult. Think about that, Harrison.
Oh, no, yeah, 100%. Like it's, and that's the thing that Bukele said about the video where you see the 2,000 people. You know, it might seem like a lot of people in prison, but behind every one of those is dozens, you know, maybe hundreds of these horrific crimes, horrendous crimes. I don't even like getting into the details, but you're exactly right. I mean, they use brutality as a psychological lever to get people to submit to them. They're terrorists, they're Satanists, they're evil.
And El Salvador, like the police in the U.S., had been overrun and defeated, and so the country had collapsed. They finally had to get ramped up tough and then go in against them, and they'd beaten them decisively and quickly. So people say, well, this looks dangerous. Well, these people, thousands, they report, of police have been killed in the last 3 years, bringing things to this point in military. So they're in a war, they're committed, they're winning, prosperity came back, and as long as it doesn't get used against political opponents, or other groups that are citizens, this is the response we should be seeing to the drug cartels and on our border that are doing many of the same things and working with MS-13. It's time to start arresting them and trying them with speedy trials and to start hanging their asses and to start hanging the leftists that launder the money and help run this, because that's why Nancy Pelosi is allied with this. And they know that if they have a criminal gang that can commit, I've been told this by high level people in Army Special Operations, you name it, 5-6 years ago. And then later it came out in the news that the globalists are using MS-13 to commit assassinations. The MS-13 15-year-old that does the assassination doesn't even know who gave the order. It's total plausible deniability, just like the CIA used Mafia to help kill JFK. It was one of the three teams they had there for plausible deniability. The old Italian Mafia, which is nothing compared to these people. And so this is what they're doing. So MS-13 is an arm of the deep state, and Bukele understands that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've heard Kamala Harris say that the correct response to the crisis at the southern border is to basically send money in unlimited amounts to, you know, the country south of the border. Well, if you want to stop the flood of people from the south into America, maybe more Bukele's need to, you know, take the reins in Latin America and South America and stop the violence that's driving people out of those countries and towards America.
Well, that's right. Exactly. We're going to break, folks. Didn't plug this hour. We need your support. We have the best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere. Highest rated for more than 50% off what you'll find at stores. Infowarsstore.com. We need your support. We have the great new prebiotic back in stock. The great bone broth back in stock. 40% off. Infowarsstore.com. Please go there now. Keep this type of powerful information on the air.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years.